This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our exclusive bonus content, like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and our exclusive bonus segment, Awesome Animal of the Week. Josephine Baker to be the first black woman buried at the Pantheon in Paris. The remains of American-born singer and dancer Josephine Baker will be reinterred at the Pantheon Monument in Paris, making the entertainer who is a World War II hero in France the first black woman to get the country's highest honour. Baker will be the fifth woman to be honoured with a Pantheon burial and will also be the first entertainer honoured. Upon her death in 1975, Baker was buried in Monaco, dressed in a French military uniform with the medals she received for her role as part of the French resistance during the war. Though born in America, Baker fled to France in 1925 to escape segregation and racism and became a world-famous entertainer, a French citizen, a freedom fighter, and a civil rights activist, taking part in Martin Luther King Jr.'s March on Washington, where he made his famous I Have a Dream speech. French President Emmanuel Macron has organised a ceremony for November the 30th at the Paris Monument to celebrate this momentous occasion. What an incredible honour for an amazing woman. South Korea to give animals legal status to fight abuse and abandonment. South Korea plans to change its civil code to grant animals legal status. The amendment will probably be approved by Parliament in September and will recognise animals as sentient beings with a right to protection and welfare. The number of animal abuse cases in the country increased from 69 in 2010 to 914 in 2019, data published by a lawmaker's office showed. Under the current legal system, animals are treated as objects, Cho Jaemin, legal counsellor at the country's Justice Ministry, said. Once the Civil Acts declares animals are no longer simply things, judges and prosecutors will have more options when determining sentences. Animal rights groups welcomed the Justice Ministry's plan while also calling for stricter penalties for animal abuse and a ban on dog meat. In South Korea, many abandoned dogs inevitably end up being caught and sent to meat farms. Animal abandonment rose to 130,401 in 2020 from 89,732 cases in 2016. We hope that these changes will expand further to ensure the safety and protection of all our furry four-legged friends. Airbnb plans to temporarily house 20,000 Afghan refugees. As thousands of refugees attempt to leave Afghanistan, Airbnb and its charity, Airbnb.org, have partnered with resettlement agencies to temporarily house 20,000 Afghan refugees free of charge. Starting from August 24th, Airbnb opened its doors to refugees, housing them in accommodation listed on the platform. All fees are being paid for through Airbnb.org's Refugee Fund, which launched in June to support refugees and asylum seekers with the aim of reaching $25 million. In a tweet, Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky urged more people to open up their homes, saying, "If you're willing to host a refugee family, reach out and I'll connect you with the right people here to make it happen." He went on to call this displacement the biggest humanitarian crisis of our time. Those who volunteer can choose charitable rates for their stays, covered by contributions from Airbnb, Chesky, and donors to the Refugee Fund. This is not the first time Airbnb helped people fleeing disasters or conflict, having temporarily housed over 25,000 people through their Open Homes initiative launched in June 2018. Joe Jebbia, co-founder of Airbnb and chair of Airbnb.org, told Time magazine that everyone has a role to play in responding to this crisis, including the global business community. He then encouraged business leaders to get involved with Tent.org, a non-profit organisation which launched in 2016 with the aim of mobilising global business communities to include refugees. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is 11-year-old Max Woosie. When Max's friend and neighbour Rick Abbott passed away from cancer in North Devon Hospice, Rick left Max his tent, which he encouraged him to have an adventure in. Shortly after, in March 2020, Max began sleeping in his garden in an attempt to raise money for the hospice, which had been unable to hold fundraising events due to COVID-19. Max has just spent his 500th night camping outdoors and has so far raised £640,000. During that time, he has camped out in various locations, including London Zoo and 10 Downing Street. After all this time, Max still isn't done, saying he still does not plan on sleeping indoors. What an incredible adventure for one incredible boy. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Head Stuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to The World According to Wikipedia, hosted by Rebecca O'Neill and Fionnuala Murphy. Rebecca, a longtime wiki editor, takes her friend Fionnuala, a wiki novice, on a journey to ask all the wiki questions you want to know the answer to. Talking to Wikipedia editors, experts and advocates to explore the oddly complex world of Wikipedia.
The World According to Wikipedia is a podcast that pops the hood of Wikipedia and invites you to take a look inside. Each episode, we will talk to someone from the Wikimedia community on topics like, why are only 18% of biographies about women? Can editing Wikipedia be a protest or activism? And what is it like for the communities working on the 200-plus Wikipedias that are not in English? Subscribe on your podcatcher of choice and follow us on Twitter at world_Wikipedia.
Anxiety is a natural reaction to stress. But for people who suffer from a disorder, it can quickly go from being a helpful tool to a crippling illness. So, keeping stress at bay or reducing it can help keep the most extreme anxiety reactions at bay. What's one of the best ways to relax? Reading, of course. Studies have shown that just 6 minutes of reading can help reduce stress levels by up to 60%. That's 68% better than listening to music, 100% better than drinking tea, and 300% better than going for a walk. Reading isn't a cure for anxiety, but it can help you feel better while doing something you already love. Coping with anxiety isn't simple, but at least with a good book, it can be a little bit easier. We love hearing your positive news too, and here's what's making you smile this week.
This is Upma Virthi, and I'm from Australia. What makes me truly happy is knowing that I'm living my life authentically and with purpose. I'm really grateful that with a lot of hard work and dedication, I've created a life where all decisions, all projects, all work for myself are done consciously with integrity, and it impacts the people around me positively. And it sits right in my body, mind and soul.
Hi, my name is Nikki. I reside in Cape Town, South Africa. And what makes me happy is talking all things veganism and animal rights.
Ciao, Roberto, Italia, even though I live in LA. Things makes me happy is after a sleepless night, insomnia, you wake up and there is a little cutie, little Penna, a little chihuahua next to you that while she sleeps, she knows you're up and you hear the tail. Her tail goes back and forth. She's happy to see you. Good morning.
Hey, this is Rutuja from India, and I feel happy when I climb mountains with my friends, talk to animals and serve them their favorite food, and cook various kinds of food and get it tasted by my loved ones. Thank you.
If you'd like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voices segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/podcast to send in your submission. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.